Ramadan, the month of God.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam and welcome to the 25th episode of Ramadan, the month of God. We start with the special supplication of the day, so please listen. O Allah, appoint me this day to be among those who love your friends and hate your enemies, and those who follow the sunnah of the seal of your prophets. O preserver of the hearts of the prophets from sin. Today is the World Quds Day. Many developments have occurred during the past year. Zionists, under the auspices and full support of the quixotic U.S. President Donald Trump, concentrated their efforts on occupation, usurpation, crime, aggression, and all sorts of bestial behavior. This resulted in a travesty called the Deal of the Century. The U.S. regime is intent to unveil the plot after the World Quds Day, though the American President Donald Trump has been taking measures for the past 2 years to implement this dirty conspiracy. One of the top measures of the Trump regime during the past year was its illegal designation of the occupied Islamic city of Beit al-Muqaddas as the capital of the illegitimate Zionist regime. After this brazen measure, Trump transferred the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Beit al-Muqaddas. Then, he severed the financial aids to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine, that is, UNRWA, in a vain bid to omit the issue of refugees from the negotiation table. Nearly 5 million Palestinians have been living in camps for decades in different countries. They're waiting to return to their motherland one day after the end of usurpation and annihilation of the cancerous tumor, Israel. Another impudent measure that Trump took last year was to call the parts of Syria's Golan Heights under occupation of the Zionist regime as Israeli territory. This is indeed a blatant backing of the crimes of the Zionist regime and its usurpation of the lands of others. According to reports of the Zionist regime, PLO and Hamas movement are going to sign an agreement for creation of a truncated Palestinian state dubbed as New Palestine. The new state will include the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, except the territories occupied by Zionist settlers. The occupied Islamic holy city of Beit al-Muqaddas will also be divided, and the Palestinian state will have no military and the Hamas movement will be disarmed. In practice, there won't be a Palestinian state. Palestinians may have the authority to only gather garbage in their usurped ancestral lands. The United States has called this so-called peace plot as Deal of the Century to end the 7-year-plus resistance of the Palestinian nation to liberate their land. The sinister dream of the Zionists is to occupy the lands from the rivers Nile to the Euphrates. But the iron resistance of the Palestinians and the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in Iran shattered this wishful thinking for good. The resistance front has imposed such defeats to the Zionists for the past decades that the latter try by hook or by crook to stabilize their occupation of Palestine. That's why they try to hastily put the infamous DLF century into practice. But occupation and usurpation will never be recognized, no matter who is supporting it. The people of Palestine and the freedom seekers all over the world show on the last Friday of Ramadan that the cause of liberation of Al-Quds is alive forever. The resistance front in Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria has gained such a deterrent power against the fabricated Zionist regime that the Zionists and their partners in crime in the West and the region have been forced to scheme a plot to shatter the spirit of resistance and struggle in the region. This plot, however, further reveals the real image of the Arab clients of the US, such as the Saudi, the UAE, and Egyptian regimes, who are totally ready to prostrate at the altar of their masters in Washington and Tel Aviv. These reactionary regimes failed to destroy the resistance for the past decade through creation and support for Takfiri terrorist outfits in Iraq and Syria. Now, they try to fan the flames of Iranophobia in the region to recognize the occupation and usurpation by the child-killing regime in Tel Aviv. The World Quds Day, which was shaped by the initiative of Imam Khomeini, is the best opportunity for the Islamic Ummah to close ranks and, via unity and brotherhood, raise its voice against the conspiracies of the great Satan, that is the US, and the illegitimate Zionist regime. It is the day on which all free-spirited people across the world chant the cause of liberating the entire Palestine from the filth of the occupiers and set up the Palestinian government in the whole historical Palestine. The World Quds Day and the issue of Palestine has proved to the most naive minds that the global arrogance, symbolized by the US, and the global Zionism, symbolized by Israel, are the main enemies of Muslims and humanity. Most of the leaders of Arab countries, especially the Saudis, have made every effort to satisfy their masters in Washington, London, and Tel Aviv. These bootlickers of America and Israel have always prioritized the US and Israeli interests to the interests of their people. But the illusion of the rulers such as Al-Saud and Al-Nahyan to transfer their embassies to Beit al-Muqaddas will not last long. The regime that was illegitimately implanted in the heart of Islamic lands some 7 decades ago is doomed to obliteration, and as the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, foresaw several years ago, it won't see 25 years later.